Electrical wiring for the garage. Very, 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 very important, because a lot of garages have more and more equipment that's being installed in them. And you want them workable too. If by chance your garage, like mine, is used for part of it's used for a workshop, then you want to have receptacles in the area where you might have a workbench. Okay. If you've got a garage door opener, you need that receptacle up in the ceiling. Your receptacles in the garage are protected by ground fault circuit interruption. It could either be done at the receptacle or at the circuit breaker that feeds that circuit or circuits in the garage. Now, vacuum systems. Okay, whole house vacuum systems are commonly located in the garage. Now, that is usually on a dedicated circuit, and that does not have to be on a GFI, because if you install a single receptacle, not a duplex, but a single receptacle that is dedicated for that device, then you're okay. You don't have to have that on GFI. The same is true for a receptacle, single receptacle that's dedicated for a chest freezer that's not readily accessible. Okay. Lighting is always important in a garage, especially, again, if you're going to have workbench set up, if you have by any means a laundry provision down there in the garage, then you definitely want to have lighting that's controlled separately from the main part of the garage. Alrighty. And then your access points for getting into the garage at the front and at the side access areas. So you want a provision for lighting and the lighting switches. Also, you might have areas outside, whether it's a side of a yard area that accesses or goes into the back area behind the garage. Think about lighting for out there and how you want to control that. And sometimes it's a very, very good idea to have a provision for three-way switching, where you can take a three-wire into the house entry area and control the switches control the lighting for the outside of the garage area from another location. You don't want to have to go out into the garage and turn off the light for the outside light, or especially right there where the garage door is. It's great to be able to control that from a couple of different locations, especially the entryway in the house. So those are some thoughts for you. What other things do we have? Vacuum system, water heater sometimes is located in the garage. So you've got a dedicated circuit, 30-amp circuit that goes down there typically. And if the clothes dryer and washer are located out there as well, then you've got the circuits for those. Okay. You'll see that some of the wiring here in these pictures shows open wiring. Well, that's because these are going to be covered with wall covering. All right, this is going to be finished off with sheetrock. Otherwise, you couldn't have wiring like this. Okay, it'd have to be protected with conduit or flex, BX, whatever, so that you protect the wiring. You can't have open wiring like this and open stud walls in the garage, because the wiring could get damaged by hanging rakes or whatever else on it. Okay, so that gives you some really good information about electrical wiring for the garage.